Okay, welcome those people who have braved the storm and the rain and the hail or whatever else is going to happen to come to our meditation today. Now, this is the fifth Saturday, which means that there is no introduction to meditation class. So if there are anybody who comes to the introduction to meditation class, you might as well come into this class today. So it is a combined class. And if there's anybody who hasn't meditated much before, don't worry about things. We do sit meditation about 40, 45 minutes. What I advise people to do, if after 15, 20 minutes you get a bit restless, just open your eyes, just relax the body again, and after 2 or 3 minutes, just sit down again and carry on meditating. So do 2 sessions so that you fit in with everybody else. But most of us here are going to do the longer meditation, about 40, 45 minutes. Now, when we are meditating, sometimes we do get a restless mind. And last week I was giving a simile of the movie, that if you look at the thoughts, experiences in the mind as a movie, you always remember that you're separated from what's going on. Therefore, you don't really get so involved in it. You can let it go pretty easily. And the other thing I wanted to mention today is expanding on how to make the mind still, is actually visualizing the mind as a lake. The idea of a mind being a body of water is one of those primeval symbols which go across many, many cultures. And it's actually a very accurate symbol of the mind being a lake, a body of water. And the waves on the water, that represents all your thoughts, all of the disturbances which happen inside the mind. And remember, all those waves and disturbances, if you understand them, look upon them as waves on the surface of the water, you can understand the more you try to stop those waves by putting your hands in the water and patting them down, the more you agitate the water, the more waves you create. And you should also understand from that simile, the only way that you can achieve stillness, which is the goal of meditation, stillness of mind, the only way you can achieve stillness is by letting things alone, not interfering, not getting involved, just to let things be. The problem is with letting things be, that sometimes that we judge the experience we have in our mind, sometimes it's irritating, sometimes we're getting bored, sometimes we just don't like what's happening, sometimes we're in pain, which is why in Buddhist meditation we introduce the idea of metta, of loving kindness. And what loving kindness is where we embrace the moment. It's not just letting it be, you know, with equanimity, it's doing a little bit extra. It's letting it be with a sense of respect and appreciation. The simile which I used for loving kindness many, many times was the simile of opening the door of your heart to whatever's happening with no conditions attached. In other words, whether it's the sound of the dog barking or whether it's the sound of maybe thunder later on this afternoon or the sound of somebody snoring while they're supposed to be meditating, which sometimes happens, we open the door of our heart to that moment. And when we open the door of our heart to the moment with unconditional acceptance, you find that there is no disturbance at all. You find it doesn't create waves in the mind. We're actually letting things be, but with this extra factor of love, of kindness, of respect. So I encourage everybody that when you are meditating, whatever moment you're experiencing, whatever experience that happens to be, pleasant or unpleasant, just give it unconditional respect, love, kindness. So if it's the sound of the crows, unconditional love and acceptance to the crows, which means you're not making war with anything anymore. You're making peace with a very, very soft and gentle mind. And if you can develop that soft and gentle openness of mind, which respects every moment, not wanting to change it, not wanting to get rid of it, not thinking how long do I need to endure this, but respecting, loving, caring for every moment, you find it is very easy to stay in stillness. It's when we hate something, when we don't like it, that's when we do something about it. It is that aspect of opening the door of your heart to the moment which leaves it alone, which respects it, which allows it to be. We're not trying to change things. We're not trying to get rid of things. We're just allowing things to be. And that means that you, the observer, the one who is mindful, becomes incredibly passive. You are not doing anything. You are totally watching, embracing every moment as it comes, with a sense of respect, with kindness, understanding that's just the way that crows make their noise. They're not doing that on purpose. They don't come here on a Saturday afternoon and say, it's 3 o'clock now, I'm going to disturb all these meditators in this room. The guys next door, they don't say, oh, we know those Buddhists meditate from 3 to 4 o'clock, I'm now going to do my lawn mowing. No one is malicious like that. This is just the nature of life. There are sounds, there are disturbances. It's out of control, but what we can do, we can't control the world, but we can certainly control the way we relate to the world. And instead of trying to reject anything, to tense up against life, we loosen up with loving kindness, allow things to be with kindness. Now, I mentioned that letting things be with kindness, because sometimes we let things be without that kindness and it doesn't work. The mind just wanders off. Oh, we just get dull, nothing really happens, because kindness is a magic ingredient. And you know that works, because I usually begin the meditation just by being aware of the body and telling you to be kind to the body. And have you ever noticed that if you're mindful of the body and you're kind to it, it relaxes? It relaxes, and tensions and tightnesses and knots of pain tend to vanish. There's a reason why that happens, because with that love and that kindness, there is a sense of expansive relaxation, which is necessary to have a peaceful body. And the same process works in the mind. There's so many things the mind has to deal with, and sometimes it just reacts, overreacts to life. You know, with loving kindness, a little bit of metta towards this moment, opening the door of your heart to whatever you're experiencing now, unconditionally, you find that the mind also relaxes. And just like the body gets very, very comfortable, so the mind gets comfortable, and you have a chance of experiencing peace. So whatever you're experiencing, whether it's present moment awareness, silence, the breath, or whatever, please add that magic ingredient of loving kindness. Open the door of your heart. So you're not just letting it be, you're letting it be with respect, with love. And then you'll find meditation gets far deeper. So that's a little bit of instructions this afternoon. So now, if you'd like to get yourself in your meditation posture, if you haven't already done so, and again, for those who are expecting the introduction to meditation class, that's going to be happening next week, but you're more than welcome to join in today, sitting on a chair, sitting on the floor, and if you do get a bit restless, after 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever, open the eyes, and then you can just have a pause and then go back again. You okay, or did you want the chair? Okay. So here we go. So I will lead the meditation for the first few minutes, as usual, and then I'll just be quiet. So you're closing your eyes. Bring an awareness to your body in this moment, right now. And asking yourself, how do you feel, body? Is there anything I can do for you to make you more comfortable?